This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, welcome to my show on USA Radio Network, hour number 3 on Newsmax TV. Always very proud to talk about Newsmax and 50 million homes now, 60 million by next month, 80 million by early 2019, and many more announcements to come. With your fingers crossed and my fingers crossed, with everything crossed, we should be in 100 million homes by the end of 2019, maybe even in the middle of 2019, 100 million homes on cable and satellite with the top-ranked show, Wayne Allyn Root, on Newsmax TV, number one, baby. Trump to sign an executive order to end birthright citizenship in America. God bless Trump. God bless America. God bless capitalism. God bless the cojones of Donald Trump. I believe this is an October surprise we've been waiting for. I'll bet he has more in store, maybe one every day for the next few days. And I believe he's just won the midterms. That's my belief. I told it to Steve Bannon last night. Steve Bannon with a movie premiere here in Las Vegas at the Trump International Hotel, and I was honored to give one of the opening speeches along with Mike McDonald. It was myself and State GOP Chairman Michael McDonald giving the opening speeches at the event, and then I got a chance to go in the back and hang out with Steve Bannon, because I've spoken to him on the phone many times, and I've spoken to him on email many times, I've written many articles for him at Breitbart, but I'd never, ever met Steve Bannon, and he asked me last night my prediction on the race, the midterms, and I said, we hold this House by a seat or two. Maybe even better than that, but I think we hold it. And we expand our Senate lead with 3 to 5 seats pickup by the Republican Party. It's going to be a big red storm on November 6th. That was before I knew that Trump said he will sign an executive order to end birthright citizenship. We found that out this morning. He told Axios in an exclusive interview he plans to sign an executive order to remove the right to citizenship for babies of non-citizens and illegal aliens. Glory, hallelujah, that's what we needed in this country. As I said in my speech last night at the Steve Bannon movie event, I'm not anti-immigrant. To the contrary, I am pro-immigrant. I love immigrants. I want to take care of immigrants. I want immigrants to come to America and make this a great country, and it takes immigrants to help make this a great country. But it takes legal immigrants who aren't coming here for welfare and the welfare state. Not illegal immigrants who spend their lives sucking off the system and taking away jobs from Americans and lowering wages for Americans and eating up the country's budget and adding to the national debt and committing crimes and committing murder and committing rape. All of that is a problem right now. And the last thing we need is to encourage it. First, you need a wall. Second, you need to end birthright citizenship. I've been there from the beginning. Every one of my books, thank you, President Trump, I know you've read them. And I know you've read my ideas. I know you read my columns. I know you watch my show on Newsmax TV. I've heard it from all. And I've said it from the beginning. End birthright citizenship. End birthright citizenship. A, it stops people from coming in and bankrupting our country by having babies. Not only just the cost of the babies, how about the cost of the medical to come in and give birth? It's crazy. It makes no sense. You know what that costs to give birth? And B, the really big B for birthright citizenship is just the long-term cost and also the encouragement for more to keep coming. That's the real B and the C. You know, the instant cost of the medical is A, and the cost of lifetime expenses for an illegal is B, and then that is C, the encouraging of illegals. If they know that they come here pregnant and give birth, or they know if they come here non-pregnant and get birth a year from now or 5 years from now, those babies are legal even though they're illegal, and it's an anchor that keeps them in the country and lets them keep getting welfare, and the kid will get welfare for life. They're just going to keep coming. So you need a wall, and you need an end to the encouragement, the motivation, the inducement to come across the border. And Trump's doing that with an end to birthright citizenship. In 2015, candidate Trump claimed he did not need a constitutional amendment to end the practice. In 2013, which was the last year we have solid numbers, 295,000 babies were born to illegal immigrants, making up 8% of all U.S. births that year. Can you imagine? So there were about 3 million babies born in America. 300,000 of them were to illegal immigrants. And they get free medical. They get free schools, public education. And they get a myriad of welfare benefits for the rest of their lives, while their parents get all the same because they've got kids on American soil. So Axios reported President Trump plans to sign an executive order that would remove the right to citizenship for babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants born on U.S. soil. And Axios, by the way, is a new four-part documentary news series debuting on HBO. I'm surprised he even agreed to do it. Why it matters. This would be the most dramatic move yet in Trump's hardline immigration campaign, this time targeting anchor babies and chain migration. And it will set off another standoff for the courts as Trump's power to do this through executive action is debatable. Trump told Axios on HBO that he's run the idea of ending birthright citizenship by his counsel and plans to proceed with the highly controversial move, which certainly will face legal challenges. It was always told to me you need a constitutional amendment. Guess what? You don't, said Trump, declaring he can do it by executive order. When told that's in dispute, Trump replied, you can definitely do it with an act of Congress, but now they're saying I can do it just with an executive order. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby's a citizen of the United States with all the benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, and it has to end. The 14th Amendment was written for victims of slavery, not as a loophole for foreign citizens, as the left is preaching today. I agree 100%. It's all about victims of slavery. And by the way, when the founding fathers brought it up, when they created this idea of birthright citizenship, there was no such thing as an illegal alien. It was just the slaves that they had brought against their will to America. That's what they were thinking of. It had nothing to do with illegals coming in, and every illegal could just sit on the border, pop out a baby, and that baby is our bill, million-dollar bill for the rest of all time. Crazy. Makes no sense. Can't even believe anybody believes this poppycock. The left is just full of scam artists, man. They really are. Scammers. Because that doesn't require a constitutional amendment. And we'll find out. We'll go to court. We'll go to the Supreme Court and we'll find out. Trump today was in Pittsburgh. It's the other big news story. Trump in Pittsburgh. And the mayor of Pittsburgh is just another typical ultra-extreme radical liberal sanctuary city moron. His name is Mayor Peduto. Peduto. Strange-looking guy with a strange beard. Just a strange guy. He refuses to meet with President Trump and First Lady Melania. Ultra-liberal Mayor Peduto refusing to meet with President Trump in Pittsburgh to honor those killed in the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Crazy, man. These guys are just nuts. Who ever heard of a mayor refusing to meet with the president? President spoke to Fox News, telling them he wants to visit people injured in the attacks. He'll visit UPMC Presbyterian in Oakland, meaning Oakland is an area of Pittsburgh, and there's a hospital. Medical Center, UP, University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, UPMC, where two police officers and two worshippers are recovering from injuries. I'm just going to pay my respects, Trump said. I'm also going to the hospital to see the officers and some of the people that were so badly hurt. Pittsburgh Mayor Bill Peduto declined an offer from the White House to meet with President Trump. Just another radical commie. Peduto's spokesman Tim McNulty said the White House on Monday night requested a meeting with the mayor, wanted Peduto to appear publicly with Trump. He said Peduto is spending his day attending funerals and supporting families of victims killed Saturday at the Tree of Life Synagogue. His sole focus, the funerals, the city's sole focus, is supporting the families. Just typical. And it's just typical because here's the deal, folks. Andrew Gilliam is the guy running for governor of Florida, another liberal who tries to act moderate, who's a commie, just like Obama was a commie. Just this guy, just like Peduto's a commie. Doesn't matter if you're black or white. What matters is the color red. I never hated Obama because he was black. I don't care about the fact that Gilliam is black running for governor. I don't care about the fact that Peduto's probably Italian, white and Italian. I grew up in an all-Italian neighborhood, and I love Italian people. Love them. My best friends are all Italian. My entire life growing up, and still to this day. But Peduto, even with that Italian name, is a commie. You could see it. And this Andrew Gilliam fought U.S. genocide and colonialism through 2017 as a youth director of an extremist organization. They're all the same. When you cut through the veneer and you cut through the lies, they're all the same. Every Democrat running for major office, Stacey Abrams in Georgia, Claire McCaskill in Missouri, and this girl Sunima in Arizona, and the guy running in Tennessee, they're all the same. They claim to be moderate. They talk moderate. But underneath, their entire life's been spent in radical commie politics. Radical commie politics. Florida gubernatorial candidate, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum, served as the director of the Radical Youth Training Organization, whose mission was to challenge U.S. predatory capitalism, abolish the prison system, fight a spiritual resistance battle against Christian hegemony. I don't know. I never know how you pronounce that. Redefine the meaning of the border while aiding undocumented aliens and enact the collective liberation of communities of color amid what is described as the scourge of white supremacy. Gilliam's group accused the U.S. of being a colonialist power, penetrating structural violence and continued genocide. It claimed conservatives in the U.S. judicial system are justifying white supremacist policing practices. All that extremist rhetoric and more was posted on the official issue section of the organization's website. Well, Gillum not only serves as active director, well, his picture, position, bio, or brandished on the same site on the staff page. The organization is called Young People 4, YP, the number 4. It was one of two youth training camps Gilliam directed and oversaw while he worked at the George Soros-financed People for the American Way as a field organizer and then the director of youth leadership programs. This guy's a commie. All these people associated with Soros are commies, and they hate America, and they want to destroy America. That's the opposite of nationalism. We love America, they hate it. What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
This is a national health alert from the healthcare hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't. highly suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com.
War now!
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go. With water filtration systems of every size for every budget, now GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio Network. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, American-made, proud of, and you can only find a war like this in the USA. Matter of fact, last night when I was backstage with Steve Bannon, hanging out with Steve and his staff, Steve was telling me how all my articles at Breitbart stirred things up, and we're always number one in traffic at Breitbart. How did you always know that Trump was winning the election? How do you always know what to say to stir things up? How do you get such good traffic on all your articles, he asked in front of everybody, and I said, simple. I'm a son of a butcher. I'll always be a son of a butcher. I always think like a butcher. And thinking like a butcher allows me to think like the average person in the United States of America. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm not like your typical Republican. I'm like Trump, and I'm like Steve Bannon. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders. American citizens, not illegal aliens. That's how we save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism and our U.S. Constitution and our Judeo-Christian values and our beloved GOP and the things we love, like the GOP, like the military, like the police, like small business. Coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, where the state constitution bans income taxes and welcomes guns, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated, founded by the great Edward Stolz, who gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. U.S. Gold Bureau is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the U.S. Gold Bureau studio. U.S. Gold Bureau is owned by the same company that operates the Texas Bullion Depository. That's the Fort Knox of Texas. The state of Texas gave them their seal of approval. So you know you're dealing with great people. You know you can trust them. If the state of Texas trusts them, they run Fort Knox for Texas. U.S. Gold Bureau helps hundreds of thousands of investors each year learn about and buy and sell precious metals. Ask them about the Wayne Allen Root Precious Metals Investor Starter Package. They will not be beat. They've got an amazing package for you. with the lowest price in the country. And anything else you want to buy, if you've got a lower price somewhere else, tell them about it. They'll match it or beat it. They will not be beaten. Call U.S. Gold Bureau at 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-GOLD, 800-885-4653, or go online to usgoldbureau.com/root. It's the most caller-friendly show in America. We love taking your calls, especially in the third hour, but throughout the show. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, numerically 833-927-8255. Breaking news, the special counsel and former FBI director Robert Mueller accused of rape. Rape, accused of rape, and of course he's turned over to the FBI. He says the women are lying. They're being paid by the right. Folks, here's the thing. If we were supposed to believe all the charges against Trump in their day, and all the charges against Judge Roy Moore in their day, and all the charges against Brett Kavanaugh, how about the fact that this guy Mueller might be a pervert and a rapist? Who says that those women are lying? Who says someone paid them off? How do you know? Special counsel notifies the FBI of alleged scheme to pay women for false allegations against Mueller. We'll see about that. They've referred it to the FBI. Can you really trust the FBI? In light of today's situation with Whitey Bulger. Bulger? How do you pronounce it? It's Bulger, right? Bulger. Whitey Bulger. One of the biggest mobsters in the history of Boston, Whitey Bulger, killed in prison as he was about to out FBI officials. That's a headline. I'm reading it. Legendary Boston mobster Whitey Bulger killed in prison overnight on Tuesday. 89-year-old Boston mob boss killed by a fellow inmate with mafia ties shortly after he was transferred to a West Virginia federal prison. Reportedly wheeled away from security cameras and beaten with a lock in his sock and had his eyes gouged out. What a way to go. He was about to out people. Sources tell the Daily Mail he was about to out people in the FBI, specifically FBI officials of the informant program. Can you trust anything anymore from the FBI? Anything? Wasn't Robert Mueller in charge of the Boston office of the FBI? In Bulger's 2013 trial, it came out he served as an FBI informant as far back as 1975. And Whitey had been talking about outing people in the FBI, people in the top echelon of the informant program. He hadn't even been processed in the West Virginia facility when he was killed. Someone knew he was being transferred, put the word out, and the killer had to know he was coming. Congressman Louis Gohmert says Mueller's minions helped mobster Whitey Bulger eliminate mob competitors. That was in May that Louis Gohmert, congressman of Texas, published a 48-page report called Robert Mueller Unmasked, exposed the special counsel's decade of corruption. Decades of corruption. And he exposed Mueller's shady past of helping mobster Whitey Bulger by eliminating mob competitors. This is all about Mueller? Wow.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump and the First Lady are in Pittsburgh to pay their respects to the victims in the synagogue shooting and the people that died on Saturday. Congressman Steve Scalise, Republican, joined Fox News and said it was good to see the president up in Pittsburgh.
What they need is our prayers. They need our support. They need people to come together and stand against bigotry and hate. And I think that's what you're seeing by and large all across this country. And that's the way it should be. I'm glad that the president is going down. I think it's an important display that he goes down there to show that we're all Americans in these kind of tragedies and we're going to stand with each other.
The president and first lady also visited a Pittsburgh area hospital where police were being treated after they arrived on Saturday and were injured at the synagogue shooting. Mob boss James Whitey Bulger was killed at a West Virginia prison on Tuesday. He was 89 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR now. Before I get to my guest, I wanted to very quickly just play a very quick clip of Hillary Clinton. Can you imagine if Wayne Root did this? Can you imagine if President Donald Trump did this? It would be the biggest news story in America if Trump did it. He'd be asked by black leaders to step down as President of the United States. Inner cities would be filled with protests, possibly rioters, possibly fires, possibly violence, possibly anarchy. If Wayne Root did it, I'd lose my radio show or my TV show or both. The entire world would come down on us. But Hillary Clinton does it. No one says anything. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful. It's as racist as anything I've ever heard. It's not being taken out of context. She'll say she's being a wise ass. She'll say she's being funny. It doesn't matter. If Trump did it to be a wise ass and be funny and said all black people look alike, end of his career. Play Hillary, please, Chris.
What do you think of Cory Booker's, and you didn't comment on him, and you feel free?
Oh, I adore him.
What do you think about him saying kick them in the shins, essentially? Start to get to that kind of political.
Well, that was Eric Holder.
Yeah, Eric Holder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I know they all look alike.
No, they don't.
You know, I say the same thing trying to be funny, and my career's over. Trump says the same thing trying to be funny. He's asked to step down as President of the United States, and he's labeled a racist, and the black community freaks out. He'll never get a black vote ever again. Hillary does it. I'm betting nothing happened. Zero. I'm betting zero. She just said all black people look alike. Was she being facetious? Was she joking around? Was she being a wise ass? Probably all the above. Doesn't matter. So is Trump. You think Trump really meant it when he said McCain's not a hero because he got shut down? Shot down? I like people who don't get shot down, don't get captured. He was kind of being a wise ass. He didn't mean it literally. Well, she was being a wise ass, but it doesn't matter. She basically said all black people look alike. So Trump will be called a racist today for ending birthright citizenship, one of the most outrageous things that ever happened in the history of our country, that's bankrupting our country, and that's ruining everything that makes America great. And she will not be labeled a racist by the black community for saying all blacks look alike. Interesting statement, Hillary. I've always said the Clintons are the biggest racists I've ever seen in my life, and liberals are the biggest racists. All right, with that, let's bring on our guest, John McLaughlin, strategic consultant, GOP pollster for over 35 years, was an advisor and pollster for Donald Trump during the 2016 campaign. John McLaughlin, welcome to the show. Wayne Allen Root, how are you?
Wayne, pleasure to be with you.
So I'm one of the few guys in the country that's been saying for months now there was no blue wave, there is no blue wave, there will not be a blue wave. I think there will be actually a bit of a red wave. I call it a red storm. I do think we're going to pick up 3 to 5 seats in the Senate. I think we'll hold our own and keep the House by a vote or two, you know, by a seat or two. But we're going to win big in the Senate, and I think we'll probably win down ticket throughout the whole country in every other office you can win, you know, governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, state legislatures, etc. I have my pulse on the people, and, you know, I just feel like most of the people are on Trump's side who voted for Trump. 63 million who voted for him still love him. If not, they love him even more is actually the way I'd like to put it. I think, it's one thing to love him when he hadn't done anything yet. He just promised. Promises come true. And I think a lot of blacks and a lot of Hispanics are coming to the Trump team, and a lot of things are changing. So I do believe Kavanaugh, caravan, a lot of things going on in our favor. It's going to be a good year, a good election, a good midterm on November 6th. Your thoughts, you're the expert, you're the pollster, I'm not just the gut instinct guy.
I'm hoping you're right. there's 7 days left between now and Election Day. And that's a lifetime in politics. Now, a lot of people are voting. I mean, you probably have about a third of the vote in a lot of the early states that allow it. Places like Florida, it's already been cast. And it's still coming in. The majority of vote will be cast early in a lot of places. But we did a poll that we published last week where we had the generic Republican vote within 46 to 44. And that's good because that's a national poll. And the president had a 48% job approval, and it was 1,000 likely voters across the country. The difference is Trump's not on the ballot. The Republican majority is. And in the same poll, the Republican majority, their job approval was only 41%, 51% disapproved. So the anti-Trump vote, because as you already noted, those 63 million people did vote for the president. And we had a strategy in 2016 to bring out millions of new voters. Because at some point when we were looking at the landscape and the president says to me, how are we going to win? All these polls have us down. I said, well, there's 90 million people that didn't vote in the Romney-Obama race in 2012. We'll find the conservatives in that group, and we'll get them out to vote. And we did. And they came from the heartland with the Rust Belt and the Sun Belt. And we brought out 9 million more voters for a record 139 million in 2016. Now, a typical midterm election is only about 83 million in 2014 or 90 million in 2010. So I think we're going to get more than 90 million voters, but not the 139 million we got out in 2016. So the Republican chances of keeping the House and winning the Senate depend upon how many of the 63 million Trump voters come back out. And a lot of those Trump voters, while we love our president, we give him over 90% job approval, they're not crazy about the Republicans. And what scares them is, in an article we published in Newsmax, it's the idea of Nancy Pelosi taking over the House. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has a 55% unfavorable right now, 30% favorable. That's it. And among independent women, she's 53% unfavorable. 86% of Trump voters, she's unfavorable. Republicans, 85% unfavorable. So people don't want her. If the Democrats take it over the House, they don't want her as the next speaker. We asked that in the national poll in September. 23% said they tolerate her, and 56% said they don't want her, of all voters. So the Republicans really need to be running a campaign to stop Pelosi and the Democrats, because their agenda is open borders, higher taxes, lose jobs, government-run health care. I mean, the Republicans really need a contrast election between the president's success and what he wants to do and what he wants to accomplish versus what the Democrats are going to do.
I'm just a little confused by what you're telling me, because you just told me that the approval rating of Trump is much better, John McLaughlin, than the GOP. And I get that, because I basically am a Republican who hates the Republican Party. So I think most conservatives are probably like me. We tolerate the Republican Party. We tolerate the Republican Congress. But, you know, we can't stand the McConnells. We can't stand the Paul Ryans. We can't stand, you know, the whole Jeff Bushization of the establishment GOP. I get that. But you also told me that when you run the generic poll, the GOP is only two down to the Democrats, right?
Right. So
that's not losing. That's not losing the House. No. You don't lose the House if you lose by two. They have to win by 10 or more nationwide to win the House, because the way it's jiggered and gerrymandered and all the other words you want to use, they have to beat us by 10 to win the House, is my understanding. So two isn't going to get it done, no?
No, well, the undecided vote is really a hidden vote, because the majority of the undecided voters think the country's on the wrong track. They dislike only 13% of the 10%. In that poll, we had 10% undecided. And that 10%, only 13% approve of the Republican House majority. So just like when we were polling for President Trump, people thought we had a hidden vote. It wasn't hidden. It was undecided. They weren't telling the pollsters. And we also were bringing in new people that hadn't voted since 2012. I mean, pardon me, they walked away from 2012 and they voted in other elections.
No, but you've got to explain to me, why would anybody who came out for the first time because they believed in Trump see what he's done for 2 years? Now, first it was just promises. We believed his promises, but now he's carried through, especially with the end of birthright citizenship today. I mean, we know it may not be the end, but him promising through executive order he will make it the end. Well, that'll be up to the Supreme Court, I guess. It'll eventually wind its way, so nothing will be decided yet. But Trump doing that, and a thousand other things. The economy is great. Why would anybody who voted for Trump, I'm not talking about Democrats or even independents now, just anyone who voted for Trump, why would they not be happy with the job he's done and therefore vote for a Congress that will go his way? Wouldn't make sense to me.
Well, you're right if Trump was on the ballot. But you notice the president called to end birthright citizenship, and the majority of Americans support that. However, who was one of his first critics today? It was Speaker Ryan, the Republican Speaker of the House, that it wasn't constitutional. So, you know, that kind of a mixed message from the Republican leadership, it throws a curveball to the voters who are trying to get out. So, you know, you realize the establishment, whether it's Republican or Democrat, they never liked the president because he beat them in the Republican nomination, and he beat them, he's a historic president, that he beat the D.C. establishment as well, and they're still fighting them. And so when you have things like that, where the president says something that he's gonna seal the borders off, he's sending the military to stop this invasion of this caravan, And then he's thinking of doing an executive order to end birthright citizenship. And he gets criticism from his own Republican members, including the Republican leadership. That's the kind of things that we, that's the kind of cross current we don't need 7 days out.
No, we don't need it. I agree with that. I just think most people are. Here's what I haven't heard you mention though, John. And I'm fishing for a good answer here, but I'm trying hard. But I've seen the early voting, and it's always against us. And this time in battleground states, it's a landslide for the GOP in the early voting. Other than Nevada, where I'm in, where Democrats are ahead by just a little bit, less than they were 2 years ago and 4 years ago. So I feel like we have a huge advantage just based on facts, not polls. Early voting, aren't we coming out in bigger numbers than ever before?
No. I've seen, by the way, in Nevada, I worked on the special election that elected Congressman Amadei a long time ago, where we had to beat the Democrats in the early voting, and we did. And what I'm seeing in states like Florida, North Carolina, like you said, in Nevada, we're a little behind. Arizona's better than it looks. But we're doing better than 2016 in these early states, but not as well as 2014. And I'm referring specifically to data that I'm seeing in Florida and in North Carolina. And the key thing is, 2 years ago, the Sunday before the election, Jared Kushner calls me up and he says, "You got all the polls."
Hey John, I got to stop you just because the music's playing. We're going to an ad break in seconds. Right. Can you hang out through the break and just come out on the other end
sure. And
give us this story on the other end? John, I can't hear you. Are you there? You're good? Okay, good. Okay, I didn't hear you. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, Worn Out, USA Radio. We'll see you in a sec. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like with the AutoZone Rewards Program, you'll earn a $20 reward every time you spend $20 or more 5 times. It's just one more way to get more done. Getting your engine in top shape starts with getting your oil and filters changed regularly. So come right now to AutoZone and take advantage of our great deals on oil change specials. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone,
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a 2-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
War now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, WAR. This segment of the show is sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. I saved $18,000 last year. I'll save $18,000 this year. There's just 2 months to go, November, December, and I'm on pace to save by $18,000. I remember I used to pay $2,000 a month for health insurance with Aetna. Now I have Liberty HealthShare, which is a Christian health sharing organization. I pay less than $500 a month. Aetna really never covered anything because of the deductible. I mean, they covered nothing for $2,000 a month. So really, all the bills were on me. So really, it was $3,000 a month, and $3,000 a month before taxes is really $72,000 a year. The first $72,000 a year you make, you spend on health insurance thanks to Barack Obama and Obamacare. So he bankrupted the middle class, and he almost bankrupted Wayne Root, who is certainly better than middle class. But you're not if $72,000 a year goes to health care. You're not. You're bankrupt. So I switched to Liberty HealthShare. They've been fantastic. I've got all my kids on Liberty HealthShare. I've got my whole family on Liberty HealthShare. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. Wayne Root is a member. My family's a member. My kids are a member. So take it from me, man. Call Liberty at 855-58-LIBERTY, toll-free, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go online to libertyhealthshare.org. You want to check it out today. If you think you can use an extra $36,000 over a two-year period, then call Liberty HealthShare right now. Right now, toll-free anywhere in the United States, 855-58-LIBERTY. Our guest is back, John McLaughlin. By the way, I was remiss for not asking you, John. Are you the son of or related to the old John McLaughlin? No?
No. We knew each other, and he used to call me up as a source to make predictions on his TV show. He was a former Jesuit priest, and I might have been Jesuit-educated, but that was about it.
Yeah, you're no priest. I get it. My kind of guy. If you were a priest, I probably would like you. But you're not. That's good. Here's the other part I want to get with you, okay? You're definitely more skeptical than I am about what's to come on November 6th. I'm very buoyed that we're going to do fantastic. I mean, I just know from speaking to people, everybody is. I can't tell you the letters I got from Catholic moms with sons who said, I've always voted Democrat. I'm never voting Democrat again after what they did to Kavanaugh. So I feel like there's been a sea change. But black voters, the latest Rasmussen is 40% approve of Trump. That's absurd. That's the biggest number. I can't be that positive that I would imagine that number. So if that has any truth to it, cut it in half from 40 to 20. Wouldn't that be good news? Great news for the GOP?
That would be great news for the GOP. My brother Jim and I were partners in our polling business, and we're working. We have 22 sitting members of the House and only one retirement. And we're not seeing those numbers just yet. But I will tell you, what you're right about is if our troops come out on Tuesday, if they vote early between now and Tuesday, if they come out on Tuesday, the Republicans can hold the House. And they're going to pick up Senate seats. You're exactly right. There's 35 Senate seats up, and only 9 Republicans are up for reelection. You've got 26 Democrats, and 10 of them in states that the president won. And I can tell you, Heidi Heitkamp in North Dakota is losing badly. McCaskill's losing now. You've got close races in Indiana, in Montana, and you've got a close race in Nevada that I think will tilt towards Senator Heller. And at the same time, Martha McSally is a poll out today. She's back up by a point. So our vote comes out. We pick up Senate seats. 3-4 we can hold the House because the president has basically put the House majority on his shoulders. And the Democrats, they're not hiding any ounce of they intend to impeach this president. And that's firing up Trump voters to come back in. I think we're going to see a much higher than usual turnout. I just still think the anti-Trump voters are coming out, but a lot depends. Like states like Florida, they've got a dead even U.S. Senate race. They've got a dead even governor's race. New Jersey could be a surprise. Senator Menendez, who nearly got convicted, but certainly got indicted for underage prostitutes and bribery, he's in trouble in New Jersey of all places. And I'm polling for a candidate for governor in Connecticut, Bob Stefanowski.
Yes,
the Quinnipiac poll came out dead even today. You know, Bob?
Well, I gave a speech. Well, one of my affiliates is WJJF in New London, Connecticut, and they had their anniversary party. I think it was the 10th anniversary, and they invited me to be the speaker. It was only 2 months ago, and I flew all the way to Connecticut, gave a speech to a packed house of 600 really enthusiastic listeners who love that station and love my show. And Lee Elsie, the morning host, was the MC of the evening. And Bob was there. He's one of the speakers. I got to meet him backstage. Thought he was a fine fellow. Never thought he had a slight chance. Now I hear he's very close to being able to win that thing.
It's a dead heat Quinnipiac poll. You know, matches up with ours. Dead even Quinnipiac poll, Sacred Heart University, dead even race. And between now and Tuesday, it looks like Bob can pull off a big upset because he's got a plan to cut taxes and phase out the state income tax versus Ned Lamont, who we have on tape multiple times saying he wants to create tolls, raise income taxes, sales taxes, and even create a new property tax on cars. Now he's trying to say he never said it, but Connecticut's gone through that for the last 8 years with Governor Dan Malloy, and their economy's lagged behind the rest of the country.
Oh yes, it's either last or second to last in the whole country. It's awful. It's awful.
Yeah.
So hey, John, we got to run. Thanks for everything. How do people find all your polling stuff? You got a good website for people to go to?
McLaughlinOnline.com, and make sure they get out and vote. We need them. We need them to make sure your predictions are right.
All right, John McLaughlin, McLaughlinOnline.com, and get out and vote. You heard what John said. You heard what Wayne Allyn says. Don't just get out. Get your friends. Get your mother. Get your father. Get your kids. Get everybody. Every vote counts. Thank you, John, for everything you do for the GOP. We'll be right back.
Thank you, Wayne.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Do it now.